We're going to the game, but we got third base side. Because if you sit anywhere else, the sun comes blazing down on you in downtown LA. So we're third base side. I think we're second or third deck. Dodger dogs, Modelo's, Michelada, margaritas. Let's go!
It's like a heater on the crap table. You're like, when is he going to crap out? Because the guy's playing, if you look at the minutes before or during the month of April, he's playing 35 plus minutes. And I mean, that does wear on you. But the thing is, if he's only running from three-point line to three-point line and putting up buckets, then hey, better on you, right? So.
You know what? It's Dodgers Padres this weekend. I forgot. I'm going to the game on Saturday. It's Snell versus Bauer. I'm going. So we have to talk a little bit about the game.
Well, okay, let's just start there. The enthusiasm was there. Snell, a product of Shoreline High School, not far from where I am in Seattle. I actually changed my Seattle hat to read Snell, if you remember that.
I thought it was Snell because you didn't like the Mariners anymore.
No, I changed it to Snell so it had people would like understand it, I guess. The old passive-aggressive Seattle tone. And then Trevor Bauer?
Yeah.
Reigning Cy Young?
Yeah.
That's got to be game of the week.
No, because it's Saturday. Game of the week is Sunday, and that's against redhead Dusty May in Musgrove on the Pods who threw the no-hitter. Both pitching staffs and teams are stacked.
And why are you not going
Saturday? First game since it feels like 1999. First game since 2019. I'm going to the park.
Okay, give us your what's on the agenda? Have you already formulated in your mind what you're going to do, what you're going to partake in, what's the agenda?
So you're going to love this. I was watching the Masters golf with my buddy Michael. He's dating LJ. It's me, Michael, LJ, and J-Mo. Michael's like, let's go to a Dodgers game. I'm like, all right, real time. We buy tickets. The girls are like, well, why don't we make a day of it? Why don't we go to brunch? So we're going to brunch downtown LA rooftop at 2. It's a 6 o'clock game. No one gets a Dodgers game early anyways. We're going to the game, but we got third base side because if you sit anywhere else, the sun comes blazing down on you in downtown LA. So we're third base side. I think we're second or third deck. Dodger dogs, Modelo's, Michelada, margaritas. Let's go.
Okay, I need to make sure. I might have to text you some encouragement to pace yourself. One, rooftop on LA, who knows? But third baseline, that's a solid decision in terms of understanding the sun. I mean, good on you. I love the real-time ticket buys too.
I know.
The indecision just out the door. We're done. We're going.
We're going.
Got the tickets. We're committed. That's rare these days.
Very rare. And Ian Snell continued his ways of beating the Dodgers. If you remember last year, the World Series, before they took him out, he was beating them. He beat them again this last Saturday. Plays him again. Or I'm sorry, he beat them Sunday. Plays again Saturday. Quick turnaround.
Ian or Blake?
Why do I keep saying Ian?
I don't know. Yeah, some Blake fan you are.
Dodgers in first place. I'm a Dodgers fan now.
Most important question, what hat will you be wearing? Have you decided that or are you going to bring both?
I don't have a Dodgers hat. I don't think it's safe to wear a Padres hat at Dodger Stadium. So I'm going WST blue hat that looks like a Dodger hat. That's what I'm going with.
Solid. I love it. I love it. All right. I like that. And who's going to win the game? Give me a breakdown there.
I'm going Dodgers. So on Sunday, Bauer pitched 6 innings. He got taken out. Snell pitched 5, taken out. It was a game between the bullpens. The Dodgers only had 3 total hits against the Padres. And now this is their fourth time seeing Snell. And when you get a book on a player, you know the tendencies. You know what he's going to do. I think Snell's still going to pitch great. Dodgers are going to get a couple runs. And then they're going to get a couple more in the bullpen as I'm finishing my third Dodger dog and my fifth Michelada.
Not a bad assessment. Dodgers have only lost four games the entirety of the season.
They undefeated at home, I believe.
You're correct. They have not lost at home this season. This is a big homestand for them coming up.
If the only loss the Dodgers have at home this year is this Saturday, when I'm there,
you're banned.
What will you say?
Chavez, K-Win jinx. I mean, the fact that you just said you're rooting for the Dodgers and the blue hat ultimately means San Diego's going to win. And I bet you, I got to imagine Snell probably throws a two-hitter, 10-strikeout, and stares you down as he's walking back to the dugout.
Knowing the Dodgers are undefeated, I'm rooting for the Dodgers. I said they're undefeated. Are you texting all of your degenerate buddies, including Wheezy, and getting action on the Padres this Saturday?
We're going heavy because of Snell out of the back Northwest. Wherever we can get our bets, every area code, zip code in the greater Seattle area will be putting money on the pods.
Love it.
All right.
Now, you know what we're getting into. Steph Curry. I mean, there were people coming after his legacy, coming after his name this year, saying he can't get the Warriors to the playoffs, Dame's better, CJ's better, he can't do anything without Draymond, he can't do anything without Klay. Well, Draymond's still there. There's no Klay, there's no KD. But this April so far, he's averaging 40 points per game, shooting 55% from the field and 50% from three-point land. Now you might say like, oh, big deal, 50% from three. He's jacking up 14 threes a game. These are like Nintendo numbers. It's unbelievable. Jalen Rose said it today. He shot his way back into the MVP race because as of right now, the Warriors are sitting ninth and Steph Curry is cooking.
He is cooking. And here's the funny thing. So I was going to ask you about this. Getting back to his legacy, I looked up whether he'd actually won a scoring title. I think he did back in 2016. But ever since James Harden decided to put up, 30 shots a game, it's been tough to get him. But this year, you saw this. At the start of April, Beal had, I think, 2-point-a-game lead on him. He's now eclipsed, and now he's leading the league in scoring. And if you think about a guy like that, you talk about legacy, you're also building a resume, right? Scoring titles do go a little ways here in the NBA when you're talking about legacy or resume or, where they are on tier of players. And so for him to put up 40 points a game in the month of April, shoot 90% from the free throw line, chewing his mouth guard, and then 50%, greater than 50% from three is ridiculous. You're right. It is video game numbers. I'm surprised the net hasn't gone up in flames.
Honestly. Invite. He plays the Wizards tonight. He's got 11 straight games over 30. I think 5 40-point games. He's got 20 or 21 games in his career where he has at least 10 three-pointers. The next closest guy is his teammate, Klay Thompson, with 5. He is going absolutely nuts. And if you think of the stats and sabermetrics, everyone talked about 50, 40, 90. So it was 50% from the field, 40% from the three, and 90% from the free throw line. Curry did it. Reggie Miller did it. KD did it. Nash did it. I think Dirk may have done it as well. This month, he's averaging 50, 50, 90. So like, talk about changing the game, shooting threes, shooting a lot of threes. He's changing how we look at stats now, where a volume shooter can potentially shoot 50% from three-point land. Unbelievable.
I do know this. That signed photo behind me with Steph, with Draymond, with KD may be exceeding the value of any Dodge coin right now because Steph is playing that well. It is pretty remarkable. He did take down his brother against the Sixers most recently, which I thought was funny because if there's one guy that should know how to guard his, a player, it would be his brother. But still, Steph put up crazy numbers. The funny part I see in this is it's like a heater on the craps table. You're like, when is he going to crap out? Because the guy's playing, if you look at the minutes before or during the month of April, he's playing 35-plus minutes.
Yeah.
And I mean, that does wear on you. But the thing is, if he's only running from three-point line to three-point line and putting up buckets, then hey, better on you, right? So it's been fun to watch, and I think it's brought a little more light to the NBA in terms of, God, we were just waiting for something like this to happen. It was like insanity, right? NBA always hits this lull heading into playoff time, seeding time. And this year when there's how many – this is the other thing we got to talk about.
Yeah.
Can we table Curry? Are we good on Curry?
One more thing. The San Francisco Examiner Chronicle, I don't remember what it is. I live in Los Angeles. Bay Area is dead to me except Curry. Anyways, they're comparing this to 20 years ago when Barry Bonds – like entered September and he had 57 home runs and he needed 14 to break Mark McGwire's record and just went absolutely nuts in September and October, where he hit over 400, had a 1600 OPS and hit 16 home runs in 27 games. It's the same kind of just unbelievable. I can't believe what I'm watching. I'm going to tell my kids and grandkids about this one day. That's what Steph Curry's doing right now, and we just got to enjoy it.
Will make me watch the games, that's for sure.
All right, you want to get into the playoffs?
Playoffs? We're talking playoffs? You mean a team with a sub-500 record can still make the playoffs? Of course it can in the NBA this day and age. I'm going to be Mark Cuban here, the guy who voted and said, yes, let's put more teams in the playoffs. But as soon as my team is hinging on that 7-8 seed and all of a sudden I have to go play two more games in order to get into the actual playoffs, oh, all of a sudden I rescind my vote. It's stupid, you know, Adam Silver. What are we doing here? And I honestly kind of shrug my shoulder. What are they doing here? So you're the resident NBA expert. Explain the playoffs to me in some sort of articulate fashion that others may understand. And if you can't do it, we'll piece it together and people can look it up on the internet.
I can do it. I think the NBA is trying to model itself a little after college basketball. You know, it was 64 teams, then it was 68. And how exciting were those play-in games where you had those UCLA versus Michigan State, they had to win to get in. So that's what the NBA is doing right now, but it is penalizing the seventh and the eighth place teams because, to Mark's point and to Luka, they can't rest their players knowing that they're going to get the 7 or 8 seed. They want to get to the 6 seed. The 6 seed is now the new 8 seed because if you're a 6 seed, you're guaranteed. So here's what happens. 10 teams make the playoffs in both the East and the West. You have 7 play 8 and you have 9 play 10. The 7 and 8 matchup, they only have to win one game and they have to lose twice to be disqualified. So win one game, they're in. Lose twice, they're disqualified.
Okay.
I'll come back to that and I'll paint the scenario. The 9-10 matchup, they have to win two games to get in. So if they lose once, they're out. So here's how it would look. 7 plays 8.
Let's use the real teams here. So I'm the Dallas Mavericks. I'm sitting in the 7th seed today. I'm the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm sitting the 8 seed. We play each other.
Yes.
Based on record. If I win, I'm in.
Yes.
The Golden State Warriors, who sit at 9. Now I know why Mark's complaining, because I would not want to see the Warriors right now if I'm anyone.
It's a one-game playoff.
A 9 and 10 seed. I'm the Warriors. I win. I then play the loser of the 7 and 8 to see who goes and wins, or to see who goes into the playoffs.
Correct.
Wow.
So 7 or 8 just have to win one game. Have to lose 2 to be out of it. 9 and 10 have to win 2 games. If they lose once, they're out of it.
Wouldn't this be a storybook ending if the Golden State Curry continues to do what he does? I don't know how he's going to keep it up. But storybook ending, they end up still in that 7-8. Trailblazers can be caught. They're only 2.5 games back of the Blazers, 3.5 games back. But if they sit in that 7-10 bubble, they win, they get in, and then all of a sudden they go on a run, make it to the finals. I mean, I think that's what Adam Silver's looking for.
Yeah.
Some sort of attention. But yeah, if you're the owners of these teams, and like, if we don't win this game tonight, you know, they look at probabilities, I gotta imagine. Like, if we don't win this game tonight, like we could be out of the playoffs or in that playoff game, play-in game, I guess.
Yeah. And I think it's different this year a little bit. So Steph Curry has to play 35 minutes a game just for them to be a 9 or an 8 seed. And then he's got to win 2 games with the Warriors to play the number one seed. But the number one seed this year is not going to be the Lakers with Anthony Davis and LeBron healthy. It's going to be maybe the Jazz or the Suns, which are still both good teams. But the Warriors have a better chance of beating the Jazz or the Suns in round one than the Lakers or the Clippers full strength in round one. But it's going to take a lot of minutes to do so.
Yeah. So that 4-5 matchup as it stands right now, say like it's Nugget Lakers as it stands, right? But to your point, yeah, I want to get in and play the Suns or Utah, right?
Yeah.
Like those are both unproven teams in the playoffs. And they don't have the likelihood, or the guys like Kawhi, PG, who's been playing phenomenal as of late. You know, they don't got Joker. Jamal Murray's out, but I think the Nuggets will be fine if they can. Joker's going to do what he does. And then the Lakers, I think they're rope-a-doping right now. Making sure AD and LeBron are full health. Trailblazers are the scrappy, right? They might get the Clippers again as it stands, straight out the gate, but... Yeah, there's something you said. I mean, we'll see if this thing works out, but I hear both sides of the coin. It makes it a little more exciting, like those play-in games where you're either in the playoffs. Look what UCLA did. They somewhat became the Cinderella of the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And May 24th, Monday. That's first round NBA action. So you got games that start on Saturday, games on Sunday. But Monday, May 4th, WST live NBA watch party with Rick Bucher from ESPN. Ooh. Now on Fox Sports, we're going to sit and watch the game with Rick. We picked 7:30 because it's going to be a West Coast game. Hopefully it's the Warriors. We're going to banter. We're going to talk, invite you in the booth. You can ask Rick any questions you want. You can ask Big Ben any questions you want. Monday, May 24th, live watch party with WST.
Please tell me Sacramento doesn't have a home game.
Sacramento is Luke Walton and De'Aaron Fox are going to be playing twos with me on Tuesday, May 25th, because they're making the playoffs.
So again, say that again. What date? I might add them mixed up.
Monday, May 24th.
Ooh. Okay, so that's what? Right around playoff time then.
Yeah, the first Monday, the first round, it will probably get a game two. We'll get a Western Conference game two matchup that night.
Okay, I'm in. I am in. 7:30 on Tuesday?
Monday.
Oof.
Tuesday, we'll be playing twos with Luke and De'Aaron Fox.
All right, what else do we want to discuss in the West Coast?
How about the A's? They've won 10 straight. I think they're playing right now. Pesky A's. They started the season 0-6. Now they're tied with your Mariners for first place. And you know what my favorite thing about the AL West right now? We've got the Mariners and the A's on top. We've got Texas on the bottom. Those cheating Astros are at the bottom. So are the Rangers. The Astros won 5 out of 7. I think they're scuffling now. No more cheating. No more cameras. Cream always rises to the top. Go A's. This is a Bay Area pod.
I'm going to cut that from the actual podcast because the fact that you stated it, the Astros are going to go on a run. They're 1-9 in their last 10. They're going to flip that and go 9-1. And the Mariners will
flip on those spying devices in the stadium.
Oh, that is good to see. I am in the state of I hate refreshing the standings as a Mariners fan because at one point we were one of only 4 teams with 10 wins in the entire MLB. But then you refresh, you go, oh, geez, we lost again. And then you start losing 2 out of 3, it seems like. And all of a sudden you're sucking wind at the bottom.
Just take a screenshot of the standings right now and don't refresh all year.
Trust me, I did. And I'm going to add a 1 to the 11 and say that we had 111 wins and tell my kids all about it.
Oh, amazing.
Oh. All right. That's it. Draft is coming up.
Yeah. We got Will Clark on Monday. Big week. Will the Thrill, San Francisco Giants, WSD Monday, first.
Monday what date?
Monday, April 24th. Let me just check. Monday, April 26th.
You want to say that again?
Yeah, make sure you edit that out. We got Will the Thrill Clark, San Francisco Giants, coming on the show this Monday, April 26th at 5:30 Pacific time.
And then?
And then we have the NFL draft. It's coming up. Everyone's excited about it. You're excited about it. I'm excited about it. But we're only covering the West Coast teams. And since the Seahawks don't have a pick, we're not touching them this Thursday. Next Thursday, April 29th.
And we don't I'm actually somewhat happy we don't have to talk about the Seahawks, because we would start talking about them, they trade the pick and trade down. We'd be there on the second day, still waiting for their pick to happen. But I am interested in what the Niners do. Extremely interested in what the Niners do. Yeah. And I think leading up, everyone's interested in what Shanahan's going to do.
Yeah, Niners at 3, Chargers at 13, Cardinals at 16, Raiders at 17. I think the Niners will stay at 3. They'll draft a quarterback. Who will it be? I've got my guess. Big Ben's got his guess. You're going to have to tune in to find out and hear more about what's going down in the Western Standard 6. Those are the 6 teams we cover in the NFL.
All right, we're out of time. West Coast swing, we touched on Curry. There's so many comparisons here. Feels like Linsanity. Yeah. He's putting up buckets at a, to your point, Barry Bonds analytical crazy rate. The net should go on fire here shortly. Just catch fire. We got the pesky A's, winner of 10 straight, now at the top of the AL West. The Texas team's at the bottom of note. You're headed to watch the San Diego Padres play the Los Angeles Dodgers at Chavez Ravine if you do not pass out on the top of that rooftop prior to that.
If I don't go to sleep in my frittata.
By the way, never order frittata at brunch. Everyone hates you would order. Boom, done. I love Huevos Rancheros.
You like a little muffin with a little jam too.
Oh, you got to go savory and sweet. Yeah. I always go omelet, and then you got to mix it in with some of the potatoes, side of fruit, but then you get a baked good to round it all out. Nice iced coffee and then 4 mimosas and you're good.
Good to go. WST Podcast at WST _podcast on Instagram and Twitter. You can also subscribe, download, and listen to us. iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, we're everywhere. And also 5-star review us, right, Big Ben?
Absolutely. I think our last review said we were better than Joe Rogan. I don't know if we're quite there yet, but we're getting there. Big Ben and Kay Wynn, WST Podcast, sponsored by 88 Acres and Lost Run Pro. Boom. Boom.